Alright everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Cringe Comic Corner. We are back with Bitch Planet, and I'm gonna go ahead and do all book two. We might as well go ahead and knock it out and get through book three. We'll be done. We got more cringe content coming up. We also got more good comic content, and of course we have our indie comics as well. Plenty of those, so, you know, be on the lookout for that. But we gotta do some cringe. We haven't done it in a while, so here we go. Are You Woman Enough to Survive? Book 2 of Bitch Planet. President Bitch. You can't jail the revolution. Kelly Sue DeConnick and Valentin Delandro. Space is the mother, Earth is the father, and for your wickedness, your father has cast you out. You will live out your lives in penitence and service here on Bitch Planet. Falling is a flashback issue covering the events that led to Mako Maki's incarceration. It contains plot elements and images relating to sexual assault. We encourage you to evaluate your comfort level before deciding to continue. Bitch Planet's main narrative resumes with issue 7 and does not recount the assault. In a 2008 Department of Justice survey of former prisoners, 1 in 16 female prisoners reported being sexually assaulted while incarcerated. A violin has an hourglass shape. Men like to compare it to a woman's body. It has a neck, a back, a nose, a belly, even ribs. But the parts that interest me most are the bridge and the soundpost, also called the heart and the soul. The bridge holds the strings and transfers vibrations to the belly where they pass through the soul post. The soul supports the structure. It keeps the body from collapsing under the pressure created by the tension of the wires on the bridge, the heart strings. My mother taught us to play. Good morning, girls. So happy to see your smiling faces. Good morning, Caroline. How is that Turkish folk piece coming along? Good, Miss Maki. I knew you could do it. Morning, Mako. Oh, morning, Caroline. What are you still doing here? You're going to be late for work. Shush. Mom trying another new nut-free muffin recipe? Chocolate chip. I couldn't go before they were out of the oven. They're best when they're warm. Did you leave any for the rest of us? One, I think. Mac, I made a dozen. Dad, those were for me. 2 minutes, ladies. I was kidding. Hurry up. You've got violin lessons in 2 minutes, and your mother hates stragglers. Have a good day at work. You too. Why are my girls always the last of class? Because we have the shortest commute? Fory, Moff. Okay, sorry, Mom. Gotcha. Did you lock the door behind you? Yes. Good. Books out, please. Yes, Professor. Today we pick up where we left off in our calculus studies. Mako's turn. What was your high for today? She got a text from John Sway? Shut up! Mariah! Dad gets copies of all my texts. He knows. I don't read them. What? I figure if there's anything in there I need to know, you'll tell me. Now, I'm afraid I have some more work to do. Mariah, I'd like you to help your mother clear the table. Then I believe you have a sonata that needs some work. Dad! Hush your fuss, Mariah. Mako, could I trouble you to close the blinds? On it. Why doesn't she have to practice? Because she got it out of the way before dinner. She's a terrible violinist. She should have to practice more than me. First, you did not get to decide what other people should or should not have to do, Mariah. Second, your sister started playing much older than you. You have an advantage. And third, she doesn't have to be good. Neither do you. Your father and I just need you to play well enough to justify the time you spend in lessons. Do you understand? Yes. Good. Now let's hear that sonata. What do you think? I think it's amazing. It's a thing, you know, this giant important thing. Right now it's just lines on paper, but someday it's going to be an actual thing. And you made it. We made it. We made it, yeah. Mako, in a better world, your name would be right here. That's why you and Mom do what you do, right? For a better world? For all of us. For you and for your sister. For the girls in your class. And maybe someday for your daughters too. I mean, you know, if that's a thing you want. Maybe someday. Hey, I still don't get that part where we fight the Protectorate by building giant ships for them. Most days I don't either, sweetheart. It's complicated. All right, I've got a few things to finalize in the virtual mock-up if we're going to start cutting steel, but I wanted you to have these. Okay, good. Just making sure we're recording, folks, you know. These are for me. I can keep them. I'm having a few prints made for everyone who worked on the project. This one is yours. Thank you. You're welcome. Now roll them up and go rescue your sister before she has a conniption. Dad, wait. The saboteur reaction system, they reverted the placement. We moved this, right? I'm sure that's just a mistake in the print. In the final, no, the print is marked final. Dad, this is an explosion waiting to happen if someone... Mako, do as I asked. Dad? Mr. Maki, I have Mr. Braxton on the line. I'll take it at my desk, Olive. Thank you. Mark-san, what can I do for you this morning, Dougie? Got the production list. Great. If you can get the sign-offs, we'll need to get the Chinese going ASAP. There are some inconsistencies that concern me, Mac. Okay, how can I help? I'd be more comfortable discussing them in person. Tap, tap. I can come by before lunch if you like, or would you rather come here? My day's booked. How about you give that lovely bride of yours a call and have her set an extra plate for dinner? See you then. Olive, get Miss Mackie on the line, please. Seriously, no one is going to ask him why he's dressed like that? Marai! Oh, it's all right, Yumi. The girls don't mean any harm. I can explain. Poof! Mako! Girls, sometimes a man dresses on the outside the way he feels on the inside. And you feel like you just got out of the shower? Mako! Girls, why don't you go to your rooms? Because, not really asking, go. They're beautiful. You're beautiful. Okay, Doug, let me take this for you. Doug, you had something to talk to me about? Something about the Polestar plans? Sake. Oh, darn. We're all out. All out of sake? When Japanese men want to drink something that tastes like lighter fluid, we go straight to the real stuff. Really? No, why are you here, Doug? You shit the bed, sensei. I'm sorry. What? You ought to be, man. This is big deal stuff. The Polestar is the pride of the Protectorate, you know? And you made mistakes, man. Big mistakes. Dangerous mistakes. Almost like you did it on purpose. Makoto. Yumi, I've got this. No, Yumi, I know. I know. I know nobody did anything on purpose. You're tired, Mac. You're overworked. But still, we could have had this conversation in the office. You could have pulled the project from us, but you didn't. So I'm asking you one more time. Why are you here? I'm lonely. I'm sorry? Mac and I haven't told anyone about this, and I don't have to. I mean, I ought to, but I ask myself, what if we were family? Would I report someone I was related to, or would I give them a chance to quietly make adjustments? We're not family, Doug. We could be. I'm no good at meeting people. You have two daughters, Makoto. You have two daughters, Makoto. You can't already have plans for them both. Get out. Get out of my house. Now, sensei. You don't want to get out. Now. Ah, I'm going to give you 48 hours to think about this, and then I'm honor-bound to make some calls. Slam! Oh my god, I'll turn myself in. I'll turn myself in. I'll take responsibility. It'll look like incompetence. That'll be the end of it. What if they don't believe you? They'll take you away from us. What choice have I got, Yumi? Are we going to throw our children into the fight? Everything we've done has been for them. We always knew it might come to this. I promised I'd do anything to protect this family. I'm scared, Mako. Anything. Don't be scared, Mariah. I'll do anything I have to do to protect you. Anything. You shit the bed, Mac. 48 hours. Honor bound. They'll take you away from us. Big mistakes. On purpose. You have two daughters, Makoto. This is an explosion waiting to happen. You shit the bed, Mac. You shit the bed. You shit... You... Olive, get me Doug Braxton. Mac, put him through. No. Doug Braxton is out sick today. Hung over at something, but, Prophet Hospital called. They've got Marai. They think she tried to hurt herself. That doesn't make sense. It's 30 miles from here. Marai couldn't. Where's my cell? I'll get Yumi. I'm sure this is just some kind of mix. Mac, listen to me. Yumi is being detained at the hospital until you come to collect them. They've confiscated her phone. Detained for what? They didn't say. You should go. Call me in the car if you hear from them first. Prophet Hospital. That makes sense, right? I'm telling you, I want to see my daughter. Ma'am, you're hysterical. I'm not hysterical, you son of a bitch. I'm angry. I've been here for 45 minutes. You won't let me see my children, and no one will tell me why. I did tell you we're waiting for your husband. You use that kind of language with me again. Go fuck yourself. That's it. I warn you, this is for your own good. What the hell are you doing to my wife? My God, Yumi, what happened? Are you all right? Where are the girls? I don't know. Makoto, I don't understand what's happening. They won't let me see them. They think I hurt Mirai. Now, Miss Mackie, nobody thinks you did anything on purpose. Girls like Mirai need supervision, is all. And we didn't want you and her to have time to sync up your stories before Mr. Maki arrived. What the hell are you talking about? Why is she in cuffs? Precaution. The fair sex are prone to dramatic gesture. This gentleman's here to make sure everybody's protected. Officer, I think we can dispense with those cuffs for now. Mr. Maki, we believe your daughter knowingly consumed an allergen and triggered anaphylaxis. Anaphylaxis, right. She ever tried to hurt herself before? My God, no. What happened? Why would you ask me that? Oh my God, my baby. Mirai! Are you mad? Mako said I had to, or else they'd send Daddy away. What are you talking about? Were you listening to Mommy and Daddy last night? She said you'd have to come. It's okay, we're here. We're here now. Food court employee gave her an epi shot. Probably saved her life. It's about intention. If Mom's not giving it to her, she'll turn to boys. Next thing you know, they're cutting themselves and some poor young man's... Where's Mako? May who? Her sister, Mako. Her sister would have been with her. Mako. We don't have anyone here by that name. Why don't girls let the nice guys between their thighs? Don't they realize? Whoever that is, they can wait. I knew your father would come around. I knew he would. Do you think it's okay if I call him father? Do you think he'd like that? I don't think he would, no. Do you know why you're here, Mako? For my family. What? You have no appointment with Braxton Douglas. Would you like to call... I just did. He didn't answer. Lolita, nav to Doug Braxton's home address, please. I hear that you want directions to Bradenton, Florida. No. We're all family now, Mako. That's what's important. Wait, I want to play you a song. This is my fault. I should have never let her be involved with the ship. She's too invested. It's not your fault. The world is so broken. Our only mistake was thinking they wouldn't be broken, too. Stay where you are. It'll just take me a minute to fix this. Pop! Just another minute. Take your time, Mako. I don't want to rush anything. The bridge holds the strings and transfers vibrations to the belly, where they pass through the soul post. The soul supports the structure. It keeps the body from collapsing under the pressure. Drop the weapon! Officers are on their way and they will shoot! You were watching. You saw it. You saw I was trying to protect myself. Subject had intent to kill. I was just lonely. Cough. You fucking bitch. You go to the ACL for this. On the floor, now. Created by the tension of the wires on the bridge. What's she doing with her hand? She's doing something with her hand. Is it a weapon? Contraband. Watch her nails. She'll cut you. What's that sound? Lonely. Lean in. Can you hear it? What's she doing with her hand? Girl, sometimes a man dresses on the outside the way he feels on the inside. It's not racist. Everybody has a type. It's faint, but it's there. It's about attention. They all want attention. It was a compliment. It's the sound of the world's tiniest violin. She's hysterical, and it's the only song I'll ever play for you. Eleanor lives. Congratulations on achieving your first period. Special time in life of every young lady is just the beginning. Your first step to a fabulous new world of rules to follow, people to please, endless catalog of personal shortcomings, and of course, things to buy. As you try to navigate your way through this manual to be your companion and guide, welcoming you to the age of womanhood. There's a lot here. Chapters that follow lay out the principles of compliance, the ultimate goals of which are, of course, your happiness and fulfillment. These principles will help you decide everything from should I wear makeup, you can't feel your best until you look your best. To how many children should I have? As many as your husband, your body, and your physical fitness will allow. Herein, you'll find advice on topics ranging from homemaking to child rearing and everything in between. Plus introductions to floor arrangement, basic nursing, advanced interrogation techniques, and more. What? Advanced interrogation techniques? But it's not all fun and games. First blood means you have officially become a woman in the eyes of the law. Like all gifts, this one is twofold. It comes with opportunities, but also responsibilities to your family, your extended family, your future husband, your unborn children, your community, your teachers, employers, your coworkers, your strangers on the street, your face in the mirror, the guy who sent you that email one time to force your protectorate. Turn the page to begin your journey into the wonderful world of womanhood. Welcome to Compliance. Resources for better compliance. Do you need help with the principles of compliance? A legacy of our days as hunters and gatherers, women's brains are organized for communal endeavors and shared successes, which is the scientific reason why women, more than men, excel in supporting roles. If you find these principles challenging at first, consider joining a study group led by one of your homeschool mothers. It's like a club, but one you have to bleed to join. What a bond. While it's true that most men prefer that certain mysteries of womanhood remain just that, it's also true sometimes that there's no substitute for the guidance of a strong and loving man. If you or one of your friends need counsel, consider consulting your father, older brother, your husband or fiance, your pastor, priest, rabbi or imam, your boss, your doctor, your mechanic, any city, state, or federal official. Okay, number 7. President Bitch Part 1. Eleanor Doan, dream on. This is a bad idea, Stevie. If they ask us to leave, we'll leave. Anyway, I've done it before. You have not. Trespass alert, Sector 4. Yeah, I see him. Termina, legal status. Well, my cousin did. Saved him like an hour. Teddy, that boy's a liar. Visual confirmation required. Awaiting. Corporate Personhood Act permits bearing of arms, protection of property, and self-defense. Yeah, they look sketchy to me. Bam! Stevie! Threat 1 of 3, neutralized. Threat 2 of 3, neutralized. Threat 3 of 3, neutralized. Ambulance notified. Would you like to make the report? Nah, you do it. I'm going to lunch. Father. How would you like me to proceed? Don't tell him. I'm sorry. Hold on. We did that wrong. Father. How would you like me to proceed? Don't tell him. I'm sorry? The only reason Maki agreed to this assignment is because he wants to see his daughter. He's due to arrive at the ACO in hours, and according to these reports, his daughter is dead. Father, if your daughter... Ha! Well, Kylie wouldn't be in that situation, so that's a false analogy you got right there. What do you need, Bert? Well, this is a delicate matter, and I'd like to be sure it's handled wrong. You need money, Bert. Cold, hard fact of life. Noncompliance is expensive for your community and your family. For profit prisons, the BLZ opportunity is I can't read all this. Corrections Corporation of Raw Protectorate sees 500% profit in 20 years. Some mornings I wake up grumpy, and some mornings I just let her sleep. That's actually kind of funny. Running an operation off-world is costly as hell. You've got a board to answer to, and they've got investors who are none too pleased. You need cash. Megaton Corp, on the other hand, needs eyeballs. More specifically, they have an arrangement with Product Outreach Educators that requires eyeballs that give a damn. As the father of communications, I'm a man who makes things happen, Bert. I can get you your cash, the corporate's eyeballs, deliver on an outstanding manufacturing contract, and get a feather in my cap just in time for candidate appointment season. But in order to do all that, I need Mackie to build a goddamn arena on your goddamn planet, and I need it in 6 goddamn weeks. His daughter's dead. Nothing's going to change that. So I'm going to put a question to you. Does he need to know? No, sir. There's a man. Everything they need to build a sports complex coming in on 3 lousy ships. Witness the power of man. Yeah, well, I still don't get how they can build a complex in 6 weeks. But it's 6 months and they ain't fixed our shitter. Power man is fickle as hell, you ask me. Good. Well, it is chilly in the stasis tube. Welcome to the Auxiliary Compliance Outpost Intake Facility 2, gentlemen. Please help yourself to tea and robes and follow the concourse to your quarters. Sure, that must be it. Mr. Mackey, if I may? This way, sir. While your staff is settling in, we thought you might like to visit the site. Yes, of course. Will the warden meet us there? I'm afraid not. The wardens are engaged with the business of facility maintenance and inmate management. During your time at the ACO, I will serve as your aide and primary point of contact. If there's anything you need, from comfort items to equipment fabrication, you'll go through me. I'm sure you understand I mean no disrespect when I say I'm not overly comfortable with an artificial intelligence as an authority figure. I prefer to report to the wardens in person. I'm afraid that's not possible, Mr. Mackey. It takes some time to adjust our way of doing things, but adjust you will. Everyone does. Eventually. Maybe it's a swimming pool. If I could build anything, I'd build a swimming pool. It's not a swimming pool, Marilyn. That's too bad. Water, boss. Come get it. They got us digging our own goddamn graves. That's what it is. Hey, partner. Don't call me that. Hey, shithead. What do you want? I want to know what we're digging. A hole. A hole? That's funny. You're a clever shithead. It's a megaton field. Bullshit. No bullshit. Why? Why would they spend the money? I don't fucking know. They didn't explain it to me. Who came in on the last transport? I don't know that either. You must be pretty important around here, shithead. The way they keep you in the loop and all. Get back to work. I'm catching looks. I want an ID on the blacked out prisoner in my roster. And morgue files. Every death on the ACO. I'm serious. Get back out there. What's he gonna do? Send me to Whitney? Whitney's gone. What do you mean she's gone? Go, goddammit! What do you mean she's gone? There a problem here? No, sir. Just needed a little motivation to get back to work. I took care of it. Nespas, Whitney, room 6. Execute confession module. Executing. Damn. First in your class, Whitney, you showed such promise. Your father had high expectations for you. You were a favorite. A good father expects excellence and lives with disappointment, I suppose, but you... Tut, tut, tut. We are partly to blame, of course. We chose poorly, putting our trust in you. You let it all go to hell, didn't you, Whitney? Such a waste. For your arrogance and your negligence, you are being charged with the murder of Mako Maki. Additional charges are likely for the injuries suffered by the guards who were assaulted following Mako's death. Do you see the trouble you've caused, Whitney? Do you see it? Word has gotten back to the council. We are all being punished for your failure. What went wrong, Whitney? Do you hate your fathers to punish them so? Were you jealous of Mako? Was that it? Your fathers want to understand. Why, Whitney? Why? You sure about this? Yeah, I'm sure. Transfer room 6 to specials. Alright, initiating. Specials, operative, Christine, I have room 6. How the mighty have fallen. How did I know it would be you? Lucky guess? Black box config, run dark and stormy night. You fucking amateur. I want to talk to a warden. No! Black box. Add storm cloud. The wardens aren't happy with you, Whitney. Your little exhibition match caused a riot. I acted within my authority. I took initiative on the project I'd been assigned. You killed an NC. Another storm cloud, I think. Don't you? I didn't kill an NC. An NC died. NCs die. It happens. Frankly, no one's ever cared before. There's about to be a lot of eyes on this operation. They need someone to take the fall for all the fuck-ups. Over here, I think. Black box. One more cloud. A big one. What fuck-ups? I've run special operations on a shoestring. I've come in under budget every year. Well, with that and a sawbuck, you can get a cup of coffee. Listen to me, you bitch. I've earned... Crack! Everything you've got. Black box. Unload the clouds. Go away. What if I don't? You gonna whoop my ass? You wanna talk? No. Want to run down that drain and not be no more. See, I go with you? Nah, you won't fit. You're too big. It's not your fault, Penny. Don't. It's not your... Don't! It's not your fault! It is. Cam, it is my fault. Mako's dead and it's all my fault. You could have got there. You could have been right up on her. Maybe she'd still be in the ground. We're never gonna know because we didn't live that life. We're living this one, Penny. This one. We're strong, right? You and me. We spent our whole lives being strong and then one day you realize strong ain't strong enough. Clear the showers. You in here blaming yourself. Meanwhile, the motherfucker who broke her neck is still walking on 2 legs. Remember that. Yeah. Yeah, okay. Forgot my towel, boss. Go get it. Hey, shithead! You're late. Fuck you. Who was on that last transport? Some engineer. Chinese guy. Who's the redacted prisoner? Terrorist. That's all I could get. And the morgue files? I could only get the list for this compound. The fuck are you talking about? How many compounds are there? Give me a map. He said, I don't know. He said, I don't fucking know. A bunch. Give me a map. How am I supposed to? Maybe if you whine enough, it'll magically appear. Send it through the book cart, asshole. Everything we need is here. Somewhere. All the materials we need to fabricate the structure are here. Some called from demolished facilities, some brought in with us. We'll be using NC labor, which means unskilled labor. That'll slow us down a bit, but we'll recover. And maybe leave these gals with some new skills. Girls work in construction. What could possibly go wrong? You know, that's actually funny. If you Google bridge built by feminists, you know, you don't think DeConnick wants you to see that one. All right. We work with what we got, gentlemen. We'll meet in this room starting... Hold on. It's all right. We work with what we've got, gentlemen. We'll meet in this room starting at 5 in the morning, local time tomorrow morning. Okay, 5 a.m. local time tomorrow morning. And every morning thereafter. We'll check in, troubleshoot, follow reports, and if all goes well, we'll come in right under deadline with a camera-ready facility. I have it on good authority they're expecting record engagement for the first off-world match, so there's a lot riding on this. Any questions? Yes, Fred? 5 a.m. Did anyone think to bring coffee? Rest up. See you bright and early. With coffee, right? Ha ha. How do you take it, Fred? Like my women. Sweet and light? Aw, damn. Have I told you that one before? Once or twice, man. Once or twice. May I have a word, Miss... I'm sorry, I don't know what to call you. Makoto's aide. Okay, Miss Makoto's aide. There's a prisoner at NNC that I'd like to see. Can you help me find her? Rennell, you got something for me? Yeah, Cam. Got that good word for you. Cam, clear out a bunk. Hey, Frosh, your roommate's book is on the floor. Why don't you make a good impression and pick it up for her? Oh, shit. Pick it up. You gotta be fucking kidding me. Whitney. Put it on your face. Women are naturally more self-conscious than men when it comes to their appearance. Crafty concealer. Light refracting all-day coverage with a creamy formula that conceals imperfections in the bags under your eyes that come from doing 80% of the housework, meal planning, and childcare, all while still holding a full-time job. Part of a daily routine that only takes a half hour to apply because what do we have if not loads of free time? Naturally, it's not conditioning or systematic oppression, ladies. It's just nature. And really, the weight of responsibility for aesthetic crimes does lie in the shoulders of all women, but do your part to hide your heinousness. But wait, makeup is also a lie. You ugly cow, he thought you really did have cheekbones that were cut with a laser. You tricked him. You're damned if you do and damned if you don't, you lying strumpet. Might as well steer in. Vagina dentata volumizer. Your hair needs to look like you can eat a man alive. Spray on and work into your limp tresses with your bloody taloned fingers for a truly manageable man-killing coiffure. Lipstick of lies. Red like the bleeding wounds of the dying men at your feet, this luminous shade highlights your mouth as you screech a stream of invective in the faces of innocent men who only want to explain femininity to you. Pair with labia lip liner for fuller, fiercer, and more furiously feminist engorgement. Misandry Cosmetics. Destroy the patriarchy with your pretty, pretty face. Evil eyeliner. Sleep on this luxe liner for dramatic, smoky, playful eyes that hide your secret agenda and make you look like a cat. Is it weird that you should look like a cat? No, because everyone knows that cats are girls and dogs are boys and dogs are nice and honest and friendly and cats are mean and manipulative and hot like fire. Just like you, princess. Poisonous polish. Kitty has claws. Run the flesh of your enemies with shiny lacquered talons that have chip-proof, crack-proof, long-lasting color. Use them to tear your way out of your box. Or shit in it. I don't know. I'm a cat. Meow. Keep your skin... Oh, male tears moisturizer. Keep your skin soft and supple with this non-comedogenic combination of baby foreskin and the tears of 1,000 men relegated to the friend zone. Turns out dude tears are so turgid they block out the light of the sun. SPF 180. Okay. President Bitch, she's been cleaning up other people's messes for years. Excuse me, sorry, pardon. Afraid we're about to close, miss. I need help. I don't know where I'm going. Then any road would get you there. They already started. Please, thank you. You got a name? I knew who I was this morning, but I've changed a few times since then. I am Kai. I am T. Daughter of Polly, daughter of Vivian, daughter of Leona, daughter of Sarah, daughter of Myra, daughter of Justine, daughter of Jackie, daughter of Orlean. We are the children of Orlean or of Eleanor Doan. And we will not live in fear. Auxiliary Compliance Outpost, Facility 1. Kogo! We were the first to be sent away. Here, boss. Melinda Moroa, Kogo, 166 pounds. Gender falsification, deceit. On my way, boss. We are always the first. Rose, I'm okay. Hustle, hustling, boss. What attempt was that? Third. Jesus, well, I'd probably kill myself if I looked like that. I'd kill myself if I looked like that, if you looked like that too. Ha ha. Doctor, you're terrible. We got all the labs on this one? Stool, check. Blood, check. Saliva. Oh, we need hair. Hair, why do you do this? I'm sorry. Is there a problem? No problem, boss. Just ask the question. Why do we take samples? To monitor your health. You send us here to die. What do you care how it happens? I didn't send you here, all right? You made choices with consequences. I come here once a year at great personal risk to myself because I took an oath. Here I thought it was because you cared. Ah! Erin, you're next. Yes, boss. Are you okay, Moroa? I'm fine, Rose, and now we're both pretty. What's the plan, Tarzan? You gonna live among the savages, learn our ways, become our benevolent leader, and then go back to your council masters as a special gift? Yeah, that's it. You're on to me, Cam, just like always. Why me? Oh my god, you think I'm gonna protect you, that it? You are not Marion Collins, Agent Whitney. I sure hope not. Aren't you the one that murdered Marion Collins? Fuck! We're not playing anymore. You treat me like an animal, then you fool enough to step in my cage? No, no. You ever lie to me again, ever, I'll snap your fucking neck. Why'd they put you with me? What are they hoping to find out? Oh my god, your ego. They don't give a fuck about you, Cam. What do you think they don't know? That you're here to find your brother? I told you, I don't have a brother. Bitch. Groosh. Froo. It's not like it was hard to figure out. One more time. Why'd they put you with me? I don't know. My guess? So you kill me on camera. Everybody wins. What's this? Killer Cam found religion? No, I never lost it. Give it! Written communication between residents is against the rules. You know that. What is this? It's nothing. Give it back to me. It's a love letter, all right? I got a girl. We're gonna meet later. What do you care? Bullshit. God damn it. Guard! Excuse me, I'm sorry, but I've been waiting for quite some time. I'm supposed to be meeting with a resident. Do you know if there's been a problem? I'm so sorry, Mr. Makoto. There's been a complication. What kind of complication? Mako isn't available to meet with you in person. I don't understand. How could she not be available? Mako is a very lucky young woman. She's been chosen to participate in a specials program, and she cannot be disturbed. I've come a very long way. Yes, you have, which is why we have made arrangements for you to have a short virtual visit. Father? It's so good to see you, Father. Mako? My Mako. I'm doing fine here. I'm learning so much. I'll come home better than I was, I promise. It's okay for you to focus on the important work you do. I don't want you to worry about me, Father. What a lovely young lady. You must be so proud. That does me good to hear. Tell me, do they allow you instruments? Do you have access to a violin? May I play something for you? Ernst Variations on the Last Rose of Summer, please. It's a very difficult piece. Since when does Mako Maki back down from a challenge, Did I do well, Father? Yes, so well you broke my heart. Well, that was touching. It's not often we get to see moments such as that one. I need to see the power grid. I'm sorry? If I am to oversee the building and installation of this new facility, you cannot keep denying me access. Mr. Makoto, I'm sure you understand that security is our first concern. Our engineers will provide all the power you need, but are you saying you can't keep me safe or that you don't trust me? Mr. Makoto, I'm not suggesting either. I am in charge of this installation, or I'm not. If I'm not, then my ass is on the first shuttle home. If I made myself clear. Yes, sir. Guard! They're not coming. Give me the book. Give it to me. This is a map of the entire compound. They don't even show special division the whole thing. Damn, that must hurt your feelings, huh? How did you get this? Give me the fucking map, Whitney. You planning to start a fire? Depends. You burn. The match is for the map once I've memorized it. Why, you think you're gonna escape? To where? This place is all there is. Oh, right, your sister. What makes you think she's still alive? I haven't seen her body. This place is huge. Where are we on here? Hey, look at this. There's a cell all by itself. Who's in there? I don't know. The fathers don't burden us with information we don't need. It's not your sister, I know that much. It's someone important. My sister is important. That's gonna be her. You're wrong, but I don't know why it matters. You can't get away with anything anyway. Someone's always watching. Oh, damn you, Sheedy. You seeing Oh, yeah, right. So, Mr. Sheedy, you're the engineering department? And maintenance and communications and servers and reporting the grid oversight, the whole nine. You do all of that by yourself? Heh, nah, me and my buddy. Oh, well, you and your friend oversee how many people are out here total? That's classified. Not too many folks get to see this, you know. I kind of appreciate the opportunity to show it off a bit. I'm sure I'm honored. Ain't she a beauty? Yes, Mr. Sheedy. She was. What was that? I don't know. Go to the back of your cell and stay there, Rose. Go, move, you're coming with me. What? Where? To my sister, you know the corridors better than I do. You're insane. The backup generator's gonna pop on any second. You're gonna get put in the box if you're on the other side of that field. Crack! I said move. Okay, you have got to stop that. Which way now? Oh, hold on. What was that? The power grid. Which way now? Through here. Which way? Here. Here, this way. Down here. Here, this door. This is it. Whitney, if you're setting me up. Whitney, thud, thud. Maroa, it's Cam. Is that you? The power's out. Try pushing on the door. I'm afraid I'm not the one you're looking for. Tssst. My name is Eleanor Doan. The B-compliant company. Non-compliant overalls. You're in trouble. He can see it from across the room. It's your posture. The world presses down on you. Plant your feet on the ground. It means to plant you in the ground, but still you hold your head high. It's an effort. Standing upright, forcing the edges of your mouth up, 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 into something like a smile. The effect is more like a growl. Run, boy. Run fast. The strain of keeping your head aloft, keeping conscious, causes you to sweat. He thinks it's him. He thinks he makes you nervous. He is titillated by his imaginary power. The loose cotton wicks the saline from your flesh. The antimicrobial coating perfumes your stench. You look like the ass end of an ox, but you smell like a shopping mall in the rain. He laughs. You're cute when you're suffering. You don't respond. Probably you didn't notice. You've made him angry now. He doesn't know why exactly. It's something about the way you're asking for his... You're not asking for his attention. It's maddening. Do you think you're better than him? You do, don't you? Deep down? Admit it. Bitch. There's something wrong with you. Something broken. You always have to do things the hard way. Would it kill you to just play the game? To fold yourself up, 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 up into something small, something pretty? Would it kill you? It's killing you not to. Non-compliant dungarees. 100% indigenous breathable cotton with antimicrobial coating and no protection at all. Color, red. Price, your freedom. Bitch Planet. 9. Vote. She wants the blue. You took her the red, and now she wants the blue. It's your job to make her want the shoes you bring her, sweetie. Come on, hustle. I'm trying. No, I know gold. I need the gold, sweetheart. She wants to see the gold. Oh, for Christ's sake, Jenny, sell the woman a pair of shoes. Right, okay. You're so fashion-forward, ma'am. All the tastemakers are calling gold the hottest trend for this weekend. Is that so? Well, I've always had a knack for this sort of thing. Is that true about gold? God, no. Never trust a woman, Bob. They lie like they were born for it. Your daughter is very lucky to have you guide her. The world of fashion can be dizzying. May I ask the occasion? My husband is speaking at the Protectorate Day banquet. It's a huge honor. Oh, yes, ma'am. Speak of the devil. Deet, deet. How's my girl? Edward Daniel Josephson. Don't you toy with me. How did it go? Got the nod from the big man, just like I said I would. Couldn't disappoint my best gal now, could I? I never doubted you. I never doubted you for 1 minute. But I still can't believe it. Everything we've worked for, I just... You must be very proud, sweetheart. You find a dress? Dress? Shoes? She looks like an angel, Ed. You'll be so proud. I'm already proud. Pick up something lacy for a mama while you're at it, will you? You're terrible. That's why you like me, isn't it? Don't disappoint me now. Never, never, ever. It's all happening, Bob. Yes, sir, it is. They like our plan. Yes, they do. We're going to deliver on everything we promise, on time and under budget. Oh, yes, sir, integration of the women into the games is going swimmingly. That's what I like to hear. Everything according to plan. Oh, shit, oh, shit, oh, shit. No. Man. You don't want to do that, man. Mr. Sheedy, you're not awake? Or you're awake? I'm sorry to put you in this position, but I'm afraid I couldn't risk letting you try to stop me. Yeah, well, I don't know what your plan is, man, but pushing that button ain't gonna help. I want to change things. I want to free these women, to free us all. You can't just open the doors and let everybody go home. Where do you think you are? The atmosphere is breathable. Sensors say oxygen content is high. Oxygen ain't the problem. This planet got ways to kill you, ain't nothing to do with oxygen. Maybe you're ready to die for your cause or whatever, but you ready to take all of us with you? External atmosphere. Solid choice, man. What now? Click. I don't know. Hello? My name is Makoto Maki. My daughter Mako was here with you. She's gone now. I have taken the automation center in her honor. All operations are under manual control, under my control. I don't know what comes next. It's almost funny, Mako. Mako would have had a plan. She had a way. Me? No, I'm not sure, but for now, the locks on your cells are disabled. We are not prisoners and captors any longer. We're just people, trapped together, worlds away from home on a hostile planet. A people whose future, whether or not we have a future, depends on our willingness to work together. We're fucked. You can't be Eleanor Doan. Eleanor Doan is dead. Is that so? Well, I always figured the devil for a white girl. That's racist. But I'm president. I still need to find my sister, and I'm gonna have to leave you here. I'll come back as soon as... No! I've been in this room so long now, I don't even know what year it is. If that door is open, I want you to take me out. With respect, ma'am, if the devil here didn't know you were in this cell, then the guards out there don't know either. If they recognize you, I'm not gonna be able to keep you safe. I know you don't know me, but I'm asking for your trust. Hurry! Go, move. I can't go out there with the lights up. I'm not safe on either side. I don't give a fuck about your safety, Agent Whitney. I said move. The devil can stay. Nothing she can say I haven't heard before. I don't appreciate your... whatever she said. Is that so? Tip, tip, tip. Agent Whitney Trooper Rick Weldon, Facility 2. Open the door. Rose? Facility 1. Rose? Rose? I'm scared, Mo. Stay with me, Rose. Crack! I want to go back, please. Let's just go back and wait. For what? For them to lock the doors again? If we can get to the dock, find a ship, I can get us home. Home to what? We don't know what it's like down there anymore. It could be worse than here. It could be... Rose! I want you to come with me. Facility integrity breach imminent. Bring the gates up, man. Gates up, gates up, gates up! What's he screaming about? Can they open the outside doors? They could if they reach the docks, but that ain't the direction they're headed. They're headed for Facility 2. We got two populations about to mix, and people will die. Your partner is upset because I'm responsible. Oh, people gonna die, alright. People die here every day, man. Gene excels at keeping that shit in check. He's freaking out because up to now, everything you've done was reversible. One and two together? No going back after that. I hope that's so. Careful what you wish for, man. Oh my god. Looks like they sent in the fucking freak brigade. Sticks or lipsticks, they're still men trying to take from you. Docks have got to be down this way. In the world? Rose, stay with me, girl. Rose, stay with me, girl. I can't. Why are they attacking each other? They're scared. Trapped under constant threat. Ugh. That's what we taught them to do, man. Fight for their lives. It's gonna get worse, Mr. Mackey. You go on and brace yourself. Please don't hurt me. Shush. Stay with me, Rose. I'm coming, baby. The hell you a fly, boy. Out of my way. Ah! Please. Stand up. I got you. Ugh. Cam! Oh my god, oh my god. No! No, you're not supposed to be here. You don't belong here. Neither do you, Mo. Neither does anyone. That one's your sister? She's my blood. But they're all my sisters. Oh my God, what have you wrought here? What did you think it would get you? This is not our fault. This is what happens when inmates run the asylum. Before the doors open, there was order. There is no asylum here, you fool. There never was an order. There never was an order? Order is not justice. Is that? It can't be. Mr. Sheedy, how do I put her on the big screen? My name is Eleanor Doan. Most of you had me dead and buried long ago. So much time lost. Well, I have risen. We don't have time to let our fear divide us, my children. Ah, we have a world to reclaim. Warning, 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 warning. Is she a feminist? Know what to look for. A non-compliant woman hides in plain sight. She could influence your daughter, your wife. She could seduce your son, or you, if you're not vigilant. Be on guard. Look at how she carries herself. Is she stooped over and weighted down by concerns that her female brain is not equipped to handle? Or does she stand tall, defiant, perhaps bolstered by a dangerous and incendiary temper? She wears glasses, maybe contacts, possibly neither. She may wear a prescription she doesn't need in order to appear scholarly, or refuse to correct her vision to avoid giving her defect away. She's duplicitous. Her legs are thick, stubby. She's hard to knock over. Or they're skinny like snicks you could snap with a strong breeze. Or they might just be legs. Or she might not have legs. It's definitely one of those, though. Her arms are hard like a man's. Look for muscle definition, or even, in extreme cases, hair. It's also possible that her arms are soft, but not good soft, flabby soft. She probably eats too much, or she let herself get old. Warning, 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 warning. Do not approach her. She is dangerous. President Bitch, you can't jail the revolution. That's the last one. Father John Johnson, the High Father. Ed, just the man I need to see. Father Ed Josephson, Father of Media. What can I do for you, John? Miss Josephson, his wife. All her sacrifices led to this day. Aren't you proud, Kylie? Kylie Sarah Josephson, their daughter. Nothing. We ran that speech of yours past our test audience. Smash hit. Well, can't say I'm surprised. It was all worth it, wasn't it, Kylie? So I'm going to give your speech and take all the credit. Congrats. Wow. It's new Protectorate Day, everyone. We get by when we comply with our hunger. Hit the snack bar now. I never like making decisions anyway. Get you a beer? Vodka. Pardon me, darling. Daddy needs a drink. That ain't gonna make your shift go any faster, you know. Oh, that was definitely supposed to be Michelle Obama there. I definitely favors her just a little bit there. That might be supposed to be Barack, I believe. That ain't gonna make your shift go any faster, you know. Father Josephson, what can I get you? IPA? And a vodka tonic for the missus? What's new on the feed? Got any spoilers I can impress my girlfriends with? Speech the big man's about to give? Yeah. I wrote it. All about the new feed initiatives. Big deal I brokered. Is that so? How come you're not giving the speech? Not my thing, you know. Too flashy. I'm more a get-her-done kind of guy. I hear that. We have a world to reclaim. Now what? The people await your instructions, boss. They ain't gonna wait forever. Tell them. Tell them to go back to their cells. That mass cutoff oxygen to your brain, son? I'm not your son. Bless. Shut your mouth. Trooper, you gotta pull yourself together. She's right, they're not gonna... They will if she says. Tell them. Tell them right now. There's a man with a teaching stick on my spine. He thinks y'all should go back to your cells. What are you doing? What do y'all say to that? Hell no! We're gonna need her. You don't tell me what to do either. I'm not trying to tell you what to do. I'm on your side. You're in my way. Ugh! Ah! Penny, we need to get Whitney. I'm coming. Y'all move. Out of the way. Oh, shit. Happy day, girl. Look like you got a room to yourself now. Keep folks back, Penny. She's breathing. So? Cam, what are you doing? She knows what's up. We need her. Whitney! Whitney! Yak! Whitney, what's he gonna do with Eleanor? I don't know. What would you do? I can't control. center. Where is that? Whitney, where's the control center? Betty's on his way there now. Mo, you come with me. Penny, you take Rose back to... Hold up. I ain't your babysitter. No, you're not. And Rose is not Mako. You in or no? Yeah. Come on, Rose. I got you. Out my way. Oh, my goodness. Where are we going? Out. Left. You fuck me again, I'll fry you. Wouldn't want that. President Doan. She's coming. She's coming here. Oh, damn. Everybody look busy. Eleanor Doan was the leader of the free world, Mr. Sheedy. And where'd that get us? The free world. Mr. Mackey, was it? No matter what he does, Mr. Mackey. Do not open this door. Ah! Open it. Open it right the fuck now. Ugh. Ah! Ugh. No. 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 Stupid old gonna. You think you scare me, boy? You think I'm afraid to die? I'm as good as dead already. Stashed the whole world away for insurance. Know why? Because the minute your kind gets the tiniest bit uncomfortable, y'all turn on each other. What I got to lose? My family? My authority? My country? My people? You can't kill us all, boy. Whatever my people are, I'm with them. And I will live forever. You are the reason we got here. Don't you see that? You fucked it all up, you crazy old bitch. I'm ready, boy. I'm ready for whatever comes. Oh my God, no. Thunk. Damn. Open the door. Stay back. Ugh. Mr. Markey. President Eleanor Doan, I am most pleased to make your acquaintance. A very special day indeed. Pardon me, sweetheart. Popcorn? Buttered? Only reason to eat this crap is the butter. No thank you. 30 seconds, Mr. Highfather, sir. Text of your speech will be on the teleprompter in the event of an... Well, you relax. I've done this a time or two. 25 seconds. Cue music. Freddy, I'm taking 5 to freshen up. Yeah, okay. Take 3. It's about to start. Sure is. Bang! 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 What was that? Shots fired! Shots fired! Emergency shuttle status deployed. We are the children of Eleanor Doan, and we remember! Emergency shuttle status incoming. Sir, we've got to get you and the council out of here. High Council and your families, come with us. Hustle, hustle. Oh my God, oh my God. Don't get hysterical now. Just keep moving. Hurry. We remember. Emergency shuttle status secured. Pull yourself together there, Mama. Can't let Kylie. Kylie, your mom's a bowl of Jello. You gonna fall apart on me too? No, Father. Kylie! End of book 2. Compliant Woman's Weekly, keeping you in line since 2017. Always stress? Gaining an unsightly middle? Your brain is making you fat. And things you should eat when you are hungry, silly brain. Can your brain tell which of these articles are real? Email your guest to blah 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 at Bitch Planet to find out. Haley and Kaylee look younger with the beauty secrets of the ultimate good sports. Take years off your complexion with a smile that tells your man, I am up for anything you want, dear. I have no needs beyond a need to please you. These practices take so many years off your life and you'll look like a fetus. A sexy, sexy DTF fetus. Hollow models tell all. Celebrate your friendships. The women in your life are the center of your world, but be careful. Besties can be worsties, demanding on time and attention you owe to your family first. The simple quiz tells you if it's time to tell your BFF, BYE. Three ways to find more time. How's your husband's disposition? Is he irritable, moody, hard to please? You feel discouraged, hurt, but it's probably all your own fault. Disposition depends largely on digestion. You didn't cook him well-balanced meals. Fats, vitamins, carbohydrates, proteins, minerals, all of them are needed to keep the human machine in good running order. Valuable facts on nutrition are available in the new Butterick Cookbook. Breakthrough research. Bird droppings prevent wrinkles. Powerful anti-aging treatments are one step closer. Now the scientists have isolated the enzyme responsible for youthful skin in the most unlikely of places. The secret to combating decreased bioenergy and harmful free radicals is as close as the nearest statue. Organize your mess. It can be hard to keep an organized home, and let's face it, ladies. Men are no help around the house. Instead of working against him, work with him. Does he always leave his socks by the bed? Start keeping a small laundry basket right there. Problem solved. That actually is a good idea. Be more efficient. Plan ahead and plan the plan. Did you know the average woman has half an hour of free time a week? If you're like me, you're asking, where's mine? Find it by keeping a mom calendar of everyone's activities. Don't forget to carve 30 minutes for you. You're worth it. Surprising fat-burning foods, called negative-calorie foods, these 15 superfoods may not contain any actual nutrients, but they do burn more calories in their digestion than they bring in. So go ahead and eat once in your life. Eat your fill. Nobody likes a whiner. We all face disappointments, but taking yours to the internet or even the hair salon is a bad look. Keep a journal of your fuss and counter every complaint with two items of gratitude. You'll feel better in no time. On the issue 7 opening scene. Shown right. I was at a birthday swim party with my daughter making small talk with other parents, and one dad and I got into role-playing games. Turns out he ran a dystopian game of some sort. I'm sorry, I don't remember the details. It may have been one of his own design. I told him about BP, and we chatted elements we thought were modern horrors. I brought up corporate personhood, and he told me in his game, the rights afforded by the Second Amendment were extended to corporate persons. I don't know why that had never occurred to me before, but apparently it's a fairly common concern on the topic. But it hadn't. I remember getting chills. Every issue except the spotlight issues begins with an opening 12-panel grid divided into 6 and 6, most often with 6 panels of high status, 6 panels of low status. Sometimes public and private, the nature of the binary isn't set in stone. Here I wanted to force myself to consider how the horror of Trayvon Martin and Tamir Rice could become even more casual in a situation where a corporation was afforded the protections of something like Stand Your Ground. On Issue 8, Introduction to Facility 1 Prisoners. We can't really talk about this scene without talking about Emma, May, and Aria, the trans women who acted as consultants for us. The book is so much better for their work. Valentine, we've been so lucky to have generous people to consult with. I'm glad they were willing to help us with the introduction to these characters. Initially, I thought we should reprint the panel description for the first panel in full here and talk about what changed after our consultants had a look. But haha, the panel description is... 1,008 words. Okay. That is insane. My panel descriptions, aside from first issues, which are always wordier because of the world building, usually average around 30 words. Valentine, that was the most considerate panel description I've ever read. The most considerate I've ever written, to be sure, but still a lot to saddle you with. I'm going to pull out a couple, and this is what we got. Okay, he said, I love the body language of the security guard in particular, how walled off he is from the humanity of the children. It's all in a day's work for him. He'd rather just put in his time and punch the clock. Instead, there's this nuisance. If he spends 1 second longer on it, that threatens his mandatory break time. Striking thing about this scene for me is how much it reminds me of my own after-school walk from home. I used to get off the school bus with my younger cousin and sister. We'd walk and cut through the parking lot of commercial property, but we weren't allowed to. We'd get hollered at the superintendent sometimes if he saw us, and there were some liability issues for the building, I'm sure. We were kids essentially walking into live traffic, but we had a 5-minute walk and our cartoon started at 3. The shortcut was necessary. I feel like it's always something so innocuous that precedes these horrible events, trying to save a few minutes on our trek from school, out buying a bag of Skittles. Here's a note to Kelly Fitzpatrick. Our colors, so my trans women and cis women should have differently covered overalls. This gives a simple visual shorthand for who is trans going forward, so we don't need to have any awkward exposition or display of anatomy that doesn't mean anything anyway. And once the facilities are mingled, seeing the various expressions of gender across the trans and cis women should drive home the fact that gender is a spectrum, as we'll see folks in both colors of overalls presenting all over that spectrum. You had a really great idea here. It visually unifies and separates the intimate inmates at the same time. Seeing it with Fitz's colors brought this to a different level. On presentation of anatomy, many of these women, if not most, will have penises. This is a fact that we want to show without fetishizing. No close-ups, no centering of the penis in frame. Let that shit dangle where it goes, but we don't want to treat it as any more interesting than we would if we were showing a room full of men with penises. Follow, normalize our presentation. Subtext says some of these women have dicks. Get over it. We've never shied away from nudity in our book before, and we're not going to start now, but we're not looking to titillate the reader or pass judgment on these bodies in any way. I personally felt a lot of pressure trying to work the layouts and compose the first page of the scene. After we gauged reactions to the introduction of trans characters in comics and on the media, I realized that this is something that we could do both ineffectively and inappropriately. Again, not for us to decide if we've been successful or not, but I love what you did and thank your thoughtfulness shows. Some notes on presentation. Fathers wouldn't help them transition. They would withhold their meds, deny them surgical requests. I don't think they'd care enough to enforce their notions of masculine presentation. My suspicion is that the women here with short hair would either be the gender fluid, some non-binary gender fluid characters would be housed in facility 2 as well. Dependent upon gender assignment at birth, new or a few may simply prefer a shorter hairstyle. This is a sweeping generalization, but my research suggests more trans women prefer to grow their hair out and wear it at shorter lengths to long wig because it is still so socially coded as feminine to have long hair. My son, Henry Leo, was repeatedly misgendered on our cruise, for example, because he has long-ish hair and delicate features and people read that as girl. I think it was Aria who nudged me away from that generalization about how trans women may choose to present, reminding me that as a straight cis woman, I might be projecting a bit. Queer's gonna queer, she said sweetly. Henry Leo's hair is rad. The fact is not in dispute, for real, but the rest we can rethink. Yep, long hair and a fair facial composition is still an illustrated shorthand to represent women. It's how I was taught. Rose has this weird mullet going on. So not short or long. Mo I've always pictured with short hair, maybe to show a contrast with Cam. On Maroa's anatomy, my first impulse was to have Maroa be post-op. I didn't know that. Cam had money. She would have been able to send her sister away for gender reassignment surgery if she chose. If we went that way, Maroa would be one of the very few. In part because the surgery would be expensive and difficult to obtain and not every woman wants the surgery. And in part because post-surgical trans women would have an easier time hiding from authorities. Cam and her sister were well-known professional athletes, and so Maroa couldn't stay hidden. But I was concerned about having a very traditionally feminine-looking woman be our central trans character, concerned that the unintentional message would be that her body was somehow more acceptable. If we simply refused to decide... Okay... Anything about Maroa, we avoid sending the message in because of that variety of bodies and presentation we're still presenting. We're not putting a different standard on trans women than cis women. We're simply not making a decision about Maroa's anatomy because it's irrelevant and not our business anyway. I like this challenge. A reverse modesty conceal. I think we pulled it off. I hope. I guess we'll find out. Mo's necklace, as I recall, was one of those things like Penny's curl that you added without really knowing why. Yeah? Yeah, I had an idea for some kind of jewelry that Mo could keep concealed if necessary. I love this part of the collaborative process. Sondheim talks about writing lyrics as being analogous to puzzle solving or tickling the same part of his brain anyway. I feel that way about comics collaborations. You write the music, I write the lyrics. You lay down a line that forms the image of the necklace, and my job is to solve the puzzle of how it fits. Oh, I was relieved when you said you liked solving these things. Pulls my fat out of the fire. I was sure you'd think I was just messing with you. Hey, Keller, something I drew. Figure it out, okay? Nah, I love it. That's collaboration, you know. Let's talk about Rose. Ah, Rose, she's a beauty. One of my favorite additions to our cast. That means we'd have to kill her off, of course. You're a monster. Not untrue. I think that Rose is coming off gentler in design than I wanted at first. I think it's because of how we've introduced her. Hopefully there's some runaway left to go with her, so we can show her a bit tougher. You know, before we kill her off. Well, Eleanorians? BP Megaton team. Valentine's notes. Thinking of using all of these in some form unless you think it's better they have a more unified look. I think they should have the same color red. Too close to ACO dungarees. Nothing more powerful than a woman in a suit. Danny V. Headgear is silver chrome. Lights. Okay. Welterweight. Cruiserweight. Super middleweight. Featherweight. Light middleweight. And heavyweight. Okay. All the different characters there and how much they weigh, how tall they are. Rich Planet, Volume 2, Discussion Guide. Professor Ben Saunders is the author of two books, Desiring Dawn, Harvard University Press 2006, and Do the Gods Wear Capes, Spirituality, Fantasy, and Superheroes, Continuum to 2011. And co-editor of two critical anthologies, Rock Over the Edge, Transformations in Popular Music Culture, Duke University Press 2002, with Roger Beebe and Denise Fulbrick, and Comic Book Apocalypse, The Graphic Worlds of Jack Kirby, IDW 2015, with Charles Hatfield. He has also published numerous essays of topics ranging from the plays of Shakespeare to the drumming of Keith Moon, and created several exhibitions of comic art. He founded and currently directs the undergraduate minor in comic studies at the University of Oregon, the first minor of its kind in the country. This volume of Bitch Planet is filled with women, cis and trans, who have been denied the most basic freedoms and who nevertheless refuse to be compliant. Their stories can be very moving and compelling. Which struck you as most powerful, and why? Not all the male characters in Bitch Planet are happy living in an anti-feminist society. Makoto Maki is the most obvious example of a man who rejects the culture of male dominance. He not only attempts to subvert the system through technological sabotage, but also struggles to raise two daughters to be safe and strong despite the fact that they live in a world that oppresses women. How would you describe his parenting style? How else is the role of father imagined in a culture that insists women must always be subservient and men dominant? Is it possible for a man to be a good father in such a world? What other ideas about fathers and fathering do you see at work in the text? Not all the female characters in Bitch Planet reject the anti-feminist culture in which they live. Operative Whitney Netzpass clearly thinks the system can work in her favor. Even when she is reduced to the status of those she once helped to oppress, Whitney still does not see herself as one of them. She shows no guilt over Mako's death, for example, and when she discovers Cam's map of the complex, she calls for the guards. What kinds of fears, desires, and beliefs might prompt someone from an oppressed group to collude with a system that sustains their oppression? Oof. How might factors such as race, education, wealth, or other forms of privilege factor into Whitney's decision to collaborate with a male-dominated hierarchy? Whitney happily works within a prejudiced prison system that incarcerates women of color at a much higher rate than white women. Nevertheless, she accuses another character, Eleanor Doan, of racism. Why do you think about this moment? Can you think of any real-life examples of a privileged white person attacking a person of color for being racist? Oh my god. Bitch Planet is sometimes described as a satire. Satire is a genre that often employs exaggeration, distortion, and cruel humor in order to make a social and political point. What aspects of Bitch Planet strike you as satirical? For example, can you point to a specific moment where an act of exaggeration or caricature, either visual or at the level of plot, is clearly intended as commentary upon contemporary Western society? This volume of Bitch Planet introduces us to the trans women of Facility 1. DeConnick and DeLandro's decision to include transgender people in their dystopian fantasy suggests, among other things, that the project of feminist liberation overlaps significantly with the project of transgender liberation. In this context, it is interesting to consider the following quotations. The first comes from the feminist critic Jacqueline Rose, responding to the accusation that transgender women cannot be critical of patriarchy as cis women because they generally were not raised as women. It is because of the journey they have made, and because so many of them have suffered such pain in prizing open the question, who is a real woman, that transgender women should be listened to. The second quotation comes from trans author Susan Stryker. Stryker is responding to the accusation that trans women are not real women. The nature you bedevil me with is a lie. Do not trust to protect you from what I represent, for it is a fabrication that cloaks the groundlessness of the privilege you seek to maintain for yourself at my expense. You are as constructed as me, the same anarchic womb has birthed us both. How do you understand Rose and Stryker's claims here? Is Bitch Planet making similar claims? If so, in which scenes? It gets very confusing. It's like, oh yeah, you're like, so people can just be like, I'm a man one day, I'm a woman another day, or like, I don't know. It's weird. I don't actually get all that. For Hillary Rodham Clinton, and every nasty woman who has ever committed the cardinal sin of living in public. Hillary Rodham Clinton, who really wanted to push us into World War III hardcore. Like, super hardcore. I don't care how much you stood with her, she was 100% ready to push us into war with Iran. A lot of the Middle East, actually. They wanted that oil for a very, very long time out there. I don't know how you can be so blind to not even realize that the person that you think is going to liberate people is actually not a liberator at all. Like, at all. So. Yeah, I don't know. Are you non-compliant? Do you fit in your box? Are you too fat, too thin, too loud, too shy, too religious, too secular, too prudish, too sexual, too clear, too black, too brown, too whatever it is they'll judge you for today? You might just belong on Bitch Planet. And of course, Ars Technica? Salon, don't forget they had a pro-pedophile article. Let's see. Okay. And that's the end of that one. So, I don't don't know, man. It was pretty woke. Yep. I mean, story was alright. They didn't finish it. Like, the last one they did was like a stories thing. They just ended it. Like, there hasn't been any more in years. That comic just went out of print. It's dead. So, that was it. And, we'll do that one more, and then we'll move to something cringy. There's more, trust me. At any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I'm out of here for Grim's Cringe Comic Corner. I'll see you next time.